On the floor of the U.S. House Wednesday night, Democrat Conor Lamb condemned Republicans for spreading falsehoods that fueled the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Lamb tells 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins he's frustrated GOP attacks on the election continued even after the insurrection.
It'd be one thing to have brought these objections and made their case before this invasion on the Capitol began, but to continue that after what we saw took place and after a woman was killed. You know, I do think they have a real responsibility for what happened yesterday, and it's going to follow them forever.
Some Democrats since then have said that the 25th Amendment should be invoked to remove the president from power. Others are calling for impeachment. Do you support either of those moves, and why or why not?
Well, we certainly have to be ready, based on what we saw from the president, to deal with the threat he could pose to the nation, just with the powers that he has every day and what is obviously seems to be a declining state of mind that he has. And so I'm not ready to say, you know, a specific path is the right one, but there are people preparing for many. And I will say, you know, something that I saw firsthand and a little bit behind the scenes all throughout the day was there were people in this government taking things into their own hands and doing the right things, even if ordered to or ordered not to. And that alone can probably get us through to January 20th, but we're going to be ready for anything.
I want to move to the Capitol building itself now. You thanked Capitol Police for their work on Wednesday, but you also strongly suggested in your remarks on the House floor that these extremists were handled gently, perhaps because they were white. Were you suggesting racial prejudice on the part of Capitol Police officers?
What I was doing was just pointing out something everybody could see, which is that there's no question that those people were treated differently than we have all watched Black protesters in particular be treated all throughout this summer. And so it's always hard to say what's kind of in another person's head or their heart in a specific moment and why the Capitol Police were doing what they did yesterday. But, you know, I think a lot of them were trying to make the argument that this was basically last summer's protests all over again. Everybody can just protest and it's not a problem. And that's not true. I mean, that's not how people were treated in cities across the country. And this is our Capitol. It's worse. They invaded the Capitol. They broke the buildings and climbed or the windows and climbed in. And some of them appeared to be armed. They had zip ties. I mean, this is worse. And I just felt like I had to acknowledge it because it's part of what we have to get to the bottom of. I mean, I don't have the answer now as to why it happened that way, but we will find out. And I want people to know that we're going to find out.
What kind of reforms are you hoping for or change within the safety system at the Capitol?
Well, I mean, first of all, we need to know why they were so unprepared to restrain this crowd. You know, I mean, it was a big crowd, but we're the capital city of the most powerful nation on earth. Like, we can expect there to be large crowds at times, and our Capitol Police Force has to be able to put up more than 10 or 15 minutes worth of resistance, and they didn't do that. So we need to know why. Were they ordered not to? Did they just not have enough manpower? And then I have a lot of questions about the issue of reinforcements. You know, the Capitol Police is one relatively small police department. Where was the Washington, D.C. Police Department? Why did it take them so long to get there? Where was the rest of the federal law enforcement? And where was the National Guard? And what were the orders coming from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that affected the timeline here? Because it took a long time for those officers to be reinforced. And that gave these people a long time to operate pretty freely in our Capitol and you know, pose a threat to my colleagues, you know, not to mention, you know, the way that they just desecrated one of our most important national symbols. And so there's a lot of questions.
Do you feel like the Capitol is safe now?
I do. But again, the crowd has thinned out. You know, I mean, there was a huge security presence there last night while we were finishing the debate. Everyone was on their toes. But, you know, we're going to have an inauguration in a couple of weeks and probably a lot of people in Washington, D.C. all over again. And they need to do a lot of work to be prepared for that.
Congressman Conor Lamb speaking with 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins.